Well, here we are. We're sitting in the MTP Software Studios. That means we are the one, the only Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Jeffrey Davis, and thank you to all our listeners. Our next guest, Leia Rusova. I hope I got that right. Co-founder of LSX. Welcome.
Thank you for having me, Jeff.
Well, I hate to be so predictable. Tell us about LSX.
Absolutely. So LSX is a company that is democratizing PR by helping startup founders connect directly with journalists and event managers based on mutual interest and fit. That enables startups to get an alternative to costly PR agencies or very time-consuming DIY PR while empowering journalists to find the most relevant source for each story that they're writing at any given time and allow them to put fresh faces on the air.
So I think it was a great headline, what you said, and now I want to get into some of the mechanics so I understand what you really do. Who do you work for and how do you do it?
So our clients, we're a B2B startup, and our clients are other startups. Our ideal client at this stage are startups in the pre-seed to Series A stages. So when you've raised your first round of funding, you have some money that you want to spend on the business, but not enough to be contracting with costly PR agencies. So the way it works is that an entrepreneur can come on LSX. We are a platform, and they create a profile telling us about their expertise and their company and where they're at. The journalist does the exact same thing. And when a journalist comes in looking for a source, they can tell us exactly what they're looking to write about. So, for example, if I'm a journalist and I want to do a story about a female founder in the Boston area who is in the IoT space and has raised a Series A of funding, I can put that information in. And we analyze the language in the query to match the journalist with the right person. Entrepreneurs choose what kind of visibility they would like when they sign up. So it can be press, it can be speaking gigs, it can be judging competitions. So we use that selection to only show them relevant opportunities. So a journalist would see the right people for each specific query and can contact them with the click of a button, and then the entrepreneur can accept or deny the request.
That's very interesting. So how do you make your fees?
You mean specifically for...
How do you make revenue? Do people sign up for this and they pay on a monthly basis or an annual basis?
So it's an annual recurring fee. For startups.
Do you pay once a year?
Yes.
So let's get a little history. What's your background and how did you evolve into this? Is this your first time as an entrepreneur?
Yes, it is. Yeah. So my background is predominantly business strategy, and I've worked across business development, marketing, and most recently customer success and project management. And as far as LSX goes, actually, it's an interesting story because we started out wanting to draw attention to immigrant entrepreneurs in the U.S. and the economic value that they have created. So we started connecting with entrepreneurs in the Boston area. And as a part of that, we would often get entrepreneurs coming to us asking us for help. A lot of them would ask if we knew journalists that they can speak with or event managers that would be willing to have them as a panelist at an event they were hosting, because all of this is actually very relevant to visa requirements for immigrant founders. So we started connecting the founders in our network to other people we knew, and soon enough, we realized that this was a symptom of a bigger problem, that the lack of visibility for immigrant founders was symptomatic of a gap in the PR industry at large. And it's an industry that hasn't seen much innovation in the last 20 years. And we wanted to do something to change that, empower entrants to get visibility early on, especially in those crucial stages when your company is just launching. You're likely creating a new market or a new market segment, and establishing yourself as a thought leader and sharing your perspective can really help skyrocket your business. And on the journalist side, we found that a lot of them were overwhelmed with the amount of emails they were getting. A lot of them tell us that they get about 400 emails a day, most of which are not relevant to them. They are tired of being pitched by people who don't know their beat. And oftentimes, their ways for looking for sources are very time-consuming. I know somebody who usually takes people out for coffee or calls people when she has a specific story in mind. So that is not scalable and takes a lot of her time. And we wanted to bridge that connection and enable journalists to discover the next generation of innovators with the click of a button.
Wow, that's really quite interesting. And you say we a lot, so who's mm-hmm. the we?
So we is me and my co-founder. We're currently a team of two.
And your co-founder's name?
His name is Richard.
And how did you meet?
We met at a conference. At that time, I had been thinking about LSX and how do we start this? How do I make it happen? And I attended a conference that had a social impact track, and that's a field that I'm very passionate about. And LSX obviously has a social impact byproduct by enabling immigrant founders to work on their businesses and be able to stay in the U.S. long term. So I was browsing for people in an app that the conference had that had similar interests to mine. And I stumbled upon Richard. So I messaged him. We arranged the time to meet. And the first time we met, we spent 2 hours talking. And I usually say that this is the time I actually knew I wanted to work with him. But we ended up spending a couple more months getting to know each other before deciding to team up.
Wow. We've been speaking with Leah Rusova, the co-founder of LSX, clearly a very innovative PR opportunity for B2B businesses, more in the startup and early funding stages. Leah, if somebody's looking for you at LSX, how would they find you?
So I'm at Leah at lsx.com. I check Twitter a lot, so they can tweet me. They can leave a message on our website, which is lsx.com. We make ourselves pretty easy to find because we want to be out there answering questions and helping people get to know us.
Great. I want to thank you for being on the show. I hope you come back again. You have a very innovative approach. I'd love to hear more about it.
Thank you, Jeff. Great. Pleasure being here.
We're going to take a break. My name again is Jeffrey Davis, host of Radio Entrepreneurs and also CEO of Mage LLC. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages.